This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, July 14. Where? Our reading comes from Luke chapter 8. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake, so that the boat was being swamped, and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided, and all was calm. "Where is your faith?" he asked his disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." Jesus often asked really challenging questions. And when someone asked him a question, he often responded with a question in return. He wanted people to think about what they were doing in life and why. When his disciples woke him in the midst of a storm on the lake, Jesus could have asked a lot of questions. "Where are we? What time is it? Which way to shore? Who knows how to swim?" But he didn't ask any of those questions. Instead, he rebuked the wind and the waves, stood there in the renewed calm looking at his disciples and asked them, "Where is your faith?" When we think about it, even though we can understand the disciples' fear, maybe we should wonder about their reaction to the storm. Did they really think their journey with Jesus was going to end in a storm at sea? How often might Jesus ask us where our faith is? Storms come up all the time. A cancer diagnosis, an empty bank account, the loss of a job, a broken relationship. All of these things can knock us off balance, and in the midst of them, our faith can falter. We wonder where God is. We question his judgment and love. But Jesus calmly asks, "Where is your faith?" Not in a condemning way, but with the most love and patience we have ever known. Jesus' question begs the answer. My faith is standing right there, embodied in Jesus Christ, who is in control of all things, even the fiercest storm. Pray with me. Father, thank you for reminding us that you are in control and you are always with us, even when we feel like we are sinking. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.